The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, defensively, what happened? It just seemed like a lot of mistakes, whether they were mental or physical errors, cost you guys.
Yeah, I think it was just those goals against were really the mental lapses. I didn't think we were playing too bad defensively. We were pretty good with, containing them to only a few chances. And those last two to end the second period, obviously, is brutal. When you have a lead with a minute left in the period, you can't let that happen. It's just bad discipline.
I know you had five goals. It's hard to say, but you only had 18 shots, too. Do you feel you had enough shots?
No, I don't think we were too as much net focus as we needed to be early on. I think they had a few blocks, but obviously we were a little opportunistic, and that's good and all. But we need to have more than 18 shots. That's for sure. That's when you know when we're playing a little passive and gives them more opportunities on the other end.
You're trying to take this thing to a different level. You've won three in a row. You have a big win in Madison Square Garden. How tough is it to stomach a loss to that team in that way?
Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? You got to move on. Yeah, you got to get ready for a good St. Louis Blues team coming in. You have to take the things that we did right and the things that we did wrong tonight, build on it, and work to improve it, and then you get ready for Thursday night. That's the beauty of the NHL. There's a lot of games, and you're playing usually every other night, every third night, and so you're able to move on pretty quickly here, but we got to be better.
Was there a couple times in that game where you just thought you guys were over the hump? I mean, you bounced back a couple times, you get the lead again in the third period, and you just were never able to get that second one to get that 2-goal lead.
Yeah, obviously we gotta work on locking it down a little bit better with that. Anytime you get a lead, no matter how big it is, so we just didn't play smart. We didn't play to our game, a little bit too much, I guess, pond hockey style, and we weren't selling out for one another. So we'll be ready to work come Wednesday for practice, and then ready for the game on Thursday.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.